Well, it's so good to see each of you here this morning. We're also going live stream on YouTube, and there are a number of our own that are worshiping at home today due to the coronavirus and the health risks there. But we're able to come together and if not physically assembling together, we are definitely in hearts worshiping together this morning, and I'm grateful for the opportunity on this, the first day of the week, that we're able to worship God and to praise Him. This morning, I want to direct our thoughts for a few moments to the idea that God is our refuge and strength. I think most of us are concerned. I think most of us are maybe even worried as to how this is going to affect us, not only our health, but the health of our loved ones, how it's going to affect us economically. It has already affected us socially, and it's already affected us in regards to our assembling together. And I think it's easy for us to really start to think that the government, military, money can resolve all of our issues. And that's just not true. Certainly, all that I've just mentioned are important. We have a number of healthcare people that are putting their lives on the line by continually treating and seeing people that are sick. And we certainly need to be remembering all of those in our prayers. But our trust and our confidence is not in men, it's not in things, it's not in money, but it's in God. So in the few moments that I have this morning, I want to reemphasize that to us, to strengthen our faith and encourage us where our refuge and strength actually is. If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Psalms, and we want to look at chapter 46, and we're going to be reading the first three verses of this text. Psalms 46, verses 1 through 3. The reading goes, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling pride. Well, that's a pretty powerful passage for us to consider this morning. And I was helped by a good commentary by the Blackmores, who have written a commentary on the book of Psalms. And a few of these special notes that I'm making this morning, I was helped by them in that regards. I want you to notice that this word refuge that is used here in this text, I think is a very important word. And it suggests to us a place of shelter from the enemy. In the Psalm 61 and verse 3, the text says, "For thou hast been a refuge for me, a tower of strength against the enemy." And the book of Psalms illustrates that through the various ideas of how God has protected Israel from her enemies. And God has been that refuge and strength for them. But make that look at that in comparison to that the hills and the rocks are a refuge for animals. In the Psalms 104, verse 18, the high mountains are for the wild goats. The cliffs are a refuge for the rock badgers. But where do we get our refuge? Well, do we go into the mountains and hide behind a mountain, or go to the rocks and hide behind a rock somewhere and we're protected? No, God is our refuge. And that's important for us to recognize and to think about. That God is definitely one that shelters us from all of our harm. And I think for us to think first and primarily spiritually, It is the fact that God, who is our refuge, He does protect us. He does provide for us a refuge against all evil and sin. And it's important for us to realize that God will protect us and will provide for us as a refuge even in our physical lives. Notice that the text says that God is our refuge and strength. There is no doubt that God is strong. When we sang the little children's song that my God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. Well, we sing that song for the little kids. But is that true, that God is so big and He is so strong and so powerful? Well, yes, He definitely is. That's why the Bible refers to Him, God refers to Himself as the Almighty. He is God Almighty. So He is indeed strong. He has great strength. And the Bible teaches us that God gives that strength to His people. In the book of Psalms, chapter 29 and verse 11, the text says, "The Lord will give strength to His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace." And that's a beautiful thing for us to think about, that God is the Almighty and He has great strength, and He will provide us with strength, and He will also provide us with peace. When we have God's strength, we can stand strong. And I think that's a beautiful thought for us to have today. In the book of Ephesians, if you turn your Bibles to that particular passage, this is one of the more familiar passages to us about God's strength and what He does for us. And Ephesians 6, beginning of verse 10, "Finally be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. And put on the full armor of God that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil." And I think it's important for us to maybe put a couple of the pieces of the puzzle together here in this regard. There is no doubt in my mind that the devil will use physical sicknesses to test us, to try us, to tempt us to turn away from God. And we are certainly in difficult days. Probably most of us that are listening have not gone through these kinds of times before. Probably not since World War II. And before that, the Depression. And few are around now that went through all of that. Those were difficult times. And there's no doubt in my mind that Satan is behind those kinds of things to discourage, to hurt, to try, to make it difficult for Christians. So it is God that we look to for our refuge and for our strength, so that we can be strong in these days and in these times. And again, the passage says, "Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might, and put on the full armor of God that you may stand firm against the schemes of the devil." So I want to encourage all of us to remember that God is your refuge. God is your strength. And when we have faith in God and we put on the full armor of God, then what does that make us? That makes us soldiers. We are in a war. If you've been listening to President Trump as they give the medical health reports, he's already claimed himself to be a president of during wartime. Yet our enemy is an invisible virus. You know, we are soldiers and we're in a war too. And while we're going through these things physically here, don't you doubt for a moment that the devil is not behind this and or using this to discourage us and to defeat us. God will give us strength. And we can be strong in the Lord. Did you notice in the verse it says, a very present help in trouble. God really does give us help. Now, that's a beautiful thing for us to think about too, because in Psalms 33 and verse 20, the text says, "Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield." If we seek His help, we can find it. In this text, He talks about this help, and He says a very present help. And that's just the verbiage that it's very easily found. When you go to Matthew chapter 7 in the Sermon on the Mount, you'll find there that this is the passage where Jesus preached concerning the idea of ask and it shall be given to you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it shall be opened. Certainly, we need to be asking, seeking, and knocking in regards to approaching God and seeking His help. The book of James talks about the idea that there were those who did not receive because you did not ask. Certainly, if there's ever been a time to ask God for help, this is it. Seek His help by prayer and through His Word. There is no greater comfort than having the privilege of prayer. Children ought to be praying to God. Young adults should be praying to God. Adults and mature adults should be praying to God. All should be praying to God. If as families you are not regularly getting together and praying to God, you need to start. This is a great time to start. If you're not getting together as a family and or as an individual and studying God's Word, reading God's Word regularly, this is a great time to start. Because it's during days like this that your faith can be greatly, greatly discouraged. So you need to listen to God. You need to talk to God. We need this communication. We need to trust Him with all of our hearts. A passage that we discussed not too long ago in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 through 7, is wise counsel for us today. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. I hope that these words are much more important to you, much clearer to you, especially in days like today. God is there for us. He will help us. He will strengthen us. Notice that He says in verse 2, "Therefore we will not fear." These are fearful days. There's lots of uncertainty. Our government is trying to do what it can to help us health-wise, economically. But only God can help us spiritually. And that's the most important thing. There really should be This really should be a time that people are turning to God, causing people to think more soberly. I would encourage us all to consider some of these great passages. I'm not going to take the time to read each of these passages, but I want to at least bring before you the idea that numerous passages of Scripture that encourage us during difficult days. The Matthew 6 passage, verses 25 through 34, that's the passage where Jesus says three times not to worry and not to be concerned about physical things. Walmart, grocery stores, you know, got bombarded. It's hard to find toilet paper. Hard to find any kind of alcohol or some kind of cleansing, Purell things. Just recently, I was told that right here in Anderson, down at the dollar store, that the bread man was to deliver bread at the dollar store. And the dollar store called Jimmy, the mayor, and said that the bread man was not going to make any deliveries at the dollar store unless there was law enforcement on the property. That while he was in Tennessee, he got attacked and people were coming to the truck and robbing, stealing bread. People are freaking out. People are fearful. Law enforcement was provided. And law enforcement stayed down at our little dollar store down here in Anderson for the potato chip guy to come and, you know, the bread guy to come. And surely he stayed for the toilet paper guy to come too. You know, we need these words. And in this passage, it says, verse 26, look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? That is a timely, sobering thought for all of us. Book of Matthew chapter 8 verses 23 through 27. This is again the story about the disciples being on the boat with Jesus and the storm arises and there is the Creator of all things on the boat with them and they are afraid and Jesus, He chides them. He says, "Why are you so timid or cowardly, you men of little faith?" If there is anyone on this planet who should not fear, if there's anyone on this planet who should not be afraid, I'm not saying you shouldn't be concerned. I'm not saying you shouldn't take precautions. I'm not saying you shouldn't try to do your best to do all that you can. But just far as just getting hog wild and pig crazy and fearful, where is our faith? Trusting God. In John 14, remember this is the passage that Jesus says, "Let not your hearts be weary." You believe in God, believe also in me. Your faith is challenged. Your faith will be challenged. Where will we be? Where will we stand? And lastly, in Hebrews 13 and verse 6, I think one of the most powerful passages for us to give consideration to, and I would encourage you to think often about, the Scripture says, "The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What shall man do to me?" You know, the reality of all of this is that you can trust in God and you can put your faith in God and you still might get the virus. You can trust in God and you can believe in God and be as faithful as you can be to Him. And you may get sick and die. But physical things are not the most important thing in this life. Spiritual things are the most important. Putting your faith in God is the most important thing that we do. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Have you obeyed the gospel? Are you a Christian? If you haven't been thinking about becoming a Christian, surely, now you've been thinking about it. If you're a child of God and you haven't lived as you ought to live, surely you are thinking about making things right in your life. And if you're a child of God, don't give up. Don't be afraid. Don't be fearful. Because your Father controls it all. He will be with you and strengthen you. Believe that and trust in that, because it is true. We're going to stand and sing a song to give encouragement to any who might in this audience need to render obedience to the Lord. If we can help you in any way this morning, won't you come as together we stand and sing.
Who will follow Jesus?